Jesus came, give or take about 2,000 years ago, into the world where people had somewhat unclear ideas on what God is. Therefore, somewhat unclear ideas on what human is or should be. If you read ancient stories and histories, I'm a big fan of ancient histories, the concept of divinity for humans was somewhat mixture of a lot of things. I'm a big fan of Greek and Roman mythology, but if you really read it, the portrait of gods in Greek and Roman mythology is nothing much different from DC Comics' Mighty Heroes. You know, people with the supernatural power, but what they're doing is more or less just like any other human. From that to, there are some other concept developed about divine, which is somewhat too high, too transcendent, that humans will never reach to it. Like God and humans are entirely separate entities, that there is no meeting point. In a sense, Judaic idea was that God's high and holy. The Hebrew word for holy means different.
Different.
So when we're actually saying holy, 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 what it means actually is different and different and different is God. From what? From humans. In a way, there's a deep-rooted separation between what is divine and what is human. So when Jesus came and claimed that I am God's son, it was problematic, actually, to everybody, especially to the Jews. There's no way to accept, understand, or even conceptualize what he means. So for the good ones, they would like to take it as maybe he's the resurrection of Moses, or maybe Elijah, or even King David. They could take it. But about the divinity of Jesus Christ, it was very, very troublesome, especially to the Jews. Now, for the Gentiles or non-Jews who became Christians, they were okay with divinity of Jesus Christ, but they didn't know how to embrace this Old Testament prophecy, God in the ancient scripture. God supposedly the Father who seemed to be angry at humans. And a Christian message from the beginning was somewhat way that we are all sinners, we're all in a way damned because of our first ancestor. And because of the Christ, we can be saved. That was the message. So this kind of portrays this Old Testament God or the Father, very angry, tyrant, emperor-looking God. The truth is, however, if you read actual Old Testament, like today's reading, one from Isaiah, another from Psalms, what does it say? Actually, an Old Testament God is saying, I am the Savior. I will save you. And there's no other. There's no other God. So the dilemma that first Christians had was how to make connection with Jesus, who obviously came on earth in flesh, and the divine that is supposedly high and transcend all human, all physical world. How does that match? So the beauty of Christian message, to me, I'm an Asian, I'm a Buddhist and Taoist too, is that there is this inner message in this whole event of Christ. There's a crying out probably from this divine, let's say the creator, the true creator, who is sad on how people make concepts and images of God as their pleasure and play with it. Or go follow wrong idols in a way that was made or created by a certain context in a certain country for their own sakes, but now became somewhat abusive. And there's a message that's saying there indeed is Creator, the Divine, who loves humans. And this Divine is not angry at humans. This Creator is not a mighty superhero with a supernatural ability, at the same time, all with all human flaws. This Creator cares almost one thing at the most. That is the well-being of human spirits. It matters deeply. And for that, this divine is coming on earth, taking a human form, and was called Jesus Christ. That much God loves us. We're talking about understanding each other. I do many marriage counselings, premarital classes. The very foundation of any good relationship is communication. And communication is made of two things. Talking, you need to talk. Unless you talk to your spouse or your friends, you know, the other person has no idea what you're thinking, what's going on in your mind. But what's more important than talking is listening. Because understanding is truly important. But in order to understand another person, you know that we're all living in our own bubble of reality that is totally made by myself and to the way it is comfortable to me. How can you really understand another human being who has created exactly the same? And we're looking at each other through certain lenses that we created and receive each other through certain lenses that we created. So the best way, of course, is to be in that person or that in that reality. How do you do that? Well, so you give up being you, then become that person. This amazing message that I love about Christ is that God did that. To me, that's my understanding. God limited himself or herself, and in a way gave up this huge holy divinity for that moment and was willing to be, in a way we could say, limited in humanity to fully understand us. Therefore, to fully provide the ways that we can come back. And that's why, to me, it's an example. A good example that we can follow. If we're to understand each other, we really have to give up what's important to me, what works for me, my own principles and values. We have to put that aside for a moment and truly think about what's important for you, what means to you, what is it that you really want, what is it that I can really do for you. Doesn't mean that you have to do all of that, because you can't. And if you're trying to do it, then you'll be unhappy. But you can understand each other in that. And to me, the Christmas message or Advent message begins with that. God loves us. To me, God was never angry at humans. There were consequences that we had to pay for our choices. And we blame that that was God's punishment. Have you done that? I have done it a few times.
Everybody has.
And aftermath told me that that was simple consequences for my own choice, my own action. God had nothing to do with that. How about as a humanity as a whole? We do many things. We choose to do many things. Ever since the warfare became a big game that kings and princes and emperors, these days presidents, play like a game, it brings suffering and destruction to the world. And are we going to say something happens because it is God's punishment? No, it's not God's punishment. These are consequences of our own choices. So, two things that I would like to encourage you. Personally, please look around, see each other, your spouses, your daughters, your grandchildren, your uncles and nephews, whoever, your friends, try to understand them. In American term, being in their own shoes. And two, if you can, it comes to your mind, pray for the world. I know it sounds very silly sometimes, but peace to the world, we need it. And we don't need any more war. And only way to achieve it is probably all the people connected in our hearts and minds and being conscious of it. And that could begin by praying. Because we don't have peace to give. Do you have peace in your mind to give to others? To me, we don't have it. The only peace we can have is from the Lord, from God. And by willing to give peace to others, we receive peace. Only when we're willing to make others peaceful, peace is given to us as a gift. So let us remember that Advent season. And let us try to be extra patient on each other and extra listening to each other. Amen.
Amen.